From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. It was another deadly day in Iraq as politicians wrangled over cabinet seats in a new government. Suicide bombs claimed 14 lives at the Baghdad airport. Four U.S. and British soldiers died in roadside bombings, and scores of bodies were found slain execution style. Attacks on Shiite shrines added to the anxiety. U.S. officials say insurgents are trying to undermine Iraq's national unity government even before it can get to work. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Prime Minister-designate Nouri al-Maliki and the leaders of Iraq's Shiite, Sunni, and Kurdish alliances are down to deciding the crucial cabinet seats, defense, interior, oil, and a few others. The Sunni alliance, known as the Tawafuq, that finally joined the political process after repeated outreach attempts by the Shiite and Kurdish-dominated provisional government, is demanding the defense ministry, even though the American ambassador and Prime Minister Maliki have said they want the security-related ministries to go to people without strong sectarian or militia ties. Sunni politician Khalaf al-Ilayan, who was nominated by Tawafuq to be the next defense minister, says if the Sunni alliance doesn't get the defense cabinet seat, it will walk.
I think in that case, Tawafuq would decide to pull out of the political process. This is what I'm hearing, even from inside parliament. This is our final decision.
A small but significant Shiite party is also threatening to bolt, because it's looking less and less likely to hang on to the oil ministry. Iraqi and Western officials say some of these threats are posturing in the final hours of a tense negotiation. The main Shiite alliance showed its own hard line today, threatening to form the government on its own if the other blocs don't compromise within 48 hours. But the healthy give and take of a peaceful transition of power, a rare thing in Iraq, was again overshadowed by a rain of shrapnel and clouds of smoke as insurgent attacks and sectarian violence dominated the day. From a suicide bombing in the northern city of Mosul to roadside bombs in Basra to the south, Iraq was once again on edge. As is so often the case, military and police patrols were the targets of the bombers, but it was Iraqi civilians who died or were taken to hospitals badly wounded. In villages around Bakuba, several small Shiite shrine buildings were damaged by bombs yesterday. The attacks immediately sparked fears of a recurrence of the wave of sectarian killings that followed the bombing of a major Shiite mosque nearly 3 months ago. Shiite clerics condemned the attacks and called for calm. Western officials and Iraqis are hoping the new government will begin to rein in the chaos. Abdul Karim Al-Anizi, State Minister for National Security, says a big effort is underway to create what he calls a special security plan for Bakuba, about 40 miles north of Baghdad.
Just as the Prime Minister designate is concerned with devising a security plan for Baghdad, there will also be a similar one for Bakuba, which is a hotbed of terrorism. This is one of the top priorities that we will work on.
For the workers at Baghdad's main morgue, security can't come too soon. One weary official said in the space of 6 hours this morning, 70 bodies were delivered, most of them shot execution style and many bearing the evidence of torture. For 3 years, Iraqis have been asking when their country will be safe again. With each successive government they elect, the answer is, it will take time. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.